Speak, sing, shout. We, too, sing America. Commissioned by the Stanford Institute for Advancing Just Societies for What Can Become of Us. Culture, language, sounds, and smells migrate from their origins and scatter across the globe. In this set of 8 blue and white porcelain vessels, Khan offers a taste of a cosmopolitan culinary cultures that permeate where she hails from. Each vessel represents a single plant or spice used in cuisines around the Indian Ocean that have become coveted global commodities. Black pepper, cinnamon, clove, frankincense, myrrh, orange blossom, and rose are carried along the geographies and the migratory paths of her and her ancestors. Through these vessels, she offers the possibility to reflect on the places from where you come and the rich polycultures that spoke, sang, and shouted you into existence. Plants with roots in global South soils carry names, songs, flavor, nourishment, and healing. What do we lose and gain when plants migrate? The visual representation of these plants is stylized and derives from Persian, Arab, and Sultanate period source imagery. Though not exact in their visual representation, the plants, in their cultural context, impart visual beauty and ecological knowledge. Upon the vessels are a mere fraction of the hundreds of names associated with them, including their pre-colonial names, challenging Western taxonomy. The vessels remind us that origins, context, soil, and nuanced form matter, that taste migrates, and that improvisation anywhere comes from the human impulse to create and survive. Much like people, plants are classified in many ways: indigenous, native, non-native, cultivated, naturalized, invasive, non-invasive, foreign, and more. Additionally, the language and practice of scientific botany, including a Latin binomial naming system, is another form of erasure. The replacement of common indigenous and local names erases a compendium of histories, links, references, and uses in older and yet non-dominant ecological and biocultural knowledge systems. In fact, contemporary classifications of plants parallel binary and reductionist categories of race and ethnicity. Both the construction of race and the myriad of systems that uphold it are founded on colonial enterprise. Botany, and its evolution as a discipline, is also a system designed to classify, extract, and control resources. This piece encourages generative discussions on race and ethnicity via the lens of migration, the movement of people, plants, and ideas. Porcelain vessels with black pepper, cinnamon, clove, frankincense, myrrh, orange blossom, and rose, 2025.